Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
As we work together to defeat the terrorists, we must be very clear about the enemies we face. The killers who take the lives of innocent men, women, and children are followers of a violent ideology very different from the religion of Islam. These extremists distort the idea of jihad into a call for terrorist murder against anyone who does not share their radical vision, including Muslims from other traditions who they regard as heretics. Their strategy will fail. Many Muslim scholars have already publicly condemned terrorism, often citing chapter 5, verse 32 of the Quran, which states that killing an innocent human being is like killing all of humanity, and saving the life of one person is like saving all of humanity.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as always as we continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam. Obviously, this was the speech of the President George W. Bush just a few days after September 11. We rebutted all this speech in our last program. But today, I want us to study the last statement which President Bush stated in that speech. That is when he talked about Muslim scholars often quoting Quran chapter 5 and verse 32. Listen again to the words of President Bush, and then you will hear the rebuttal from me.
Many Muslim scholars have already publicly condemned terrorism, often citing chapter 5, verse 32 of the Quran, which states that killing an innocent human being is like killing all of humanity, and saving the life of one person is like saving all of humanity.
Once again, here is President Bush's statement. He said, many Muslim scholars have already publicly condemned terrorism. And I'm sorry to say, that's not true. That is a lie. Why? Because if I open all the books of Muslim scholars, I'm talking about the real Muslim scholars, those who lived and knew Muhammad, those who walked with Muhammad, those who practiced Islam with Muhammad, not only those who live in the first century of Islam, but the rest of the Muslims who have been on earth the last 1400 years, none of all these Muslim scholars condemn terrorism, but actually they are promoting terrorism, the opposite of what President George Bush have told the American people. I do not know of any true Muslim scholar in planet Earth, even today, will ever condemn terrorism, because to condemn terrorism is to condemn the Quran. It is to condemn Allah's teaching of the Quran and Muhammad's teaching of the Hadith. To condemn terrorism is literally becoming a hypocrite or an infidel, as we have stated in our last program. You can read that in Quran chapter 3 and verse 167 and Quran chapter 9 and verse 73. What Mr. Bush forgot to tell us that he is talking about the Muslim Brotherhood, that is CARE and ISNA and the rest of the 30 Muslim organizations who are living in America, those who are dressed in suits and ties, those whom he met with, those are the ones who stood behind him when he was given such lectures about how loving and how peaceful Islam is. No, Mr. President, these are not Muslim scholars. Those men whom you talk to who brainwashed you, and they are using you to brainwash the rest of the Americans, and as you have done a great job for 7 years after September 11, once again, these men are not Muslim scholars. These are what I call the best deceivers of the Muslims in America. Those are the ones who are practicing taqiyya. Once again, we already covered that. And that is the teaching of Allah's word in Quran chapter 3, verse 28. These men know for sure that they should never, never take you or any Americans, that is any non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, and others, as friends. But they choose to take us for a friend simply to protect themselves, to give themselves the opportunity and the chance to take over America. And that is exactly what happened in the last 13 years, since September 11 until today. Instead of America get rid of all the Muslims, especially those jihadi organizations, no, we kept them in and we give them very high and important jobs all over our government. That is every important job available for Muslim to take in America. Even the White House. Now we got ourselves a Muslim president and all those who work under him. So because of your soft teaching, Mr. Bush, about Muslims and Islam, guess what? We have all this mess we have today in America. And we added few million Muslims over the number which we already have, and they will continue to grow in America simply because their deception, the deception of Allah, is working so good. Now we believe that they are moderate Muslim Americans, and now we believe that they are loving, peaceful American, and now we believe that they are even scholars, and they're here to tell us the truth, as the President George W. Bush quoted us their statement that they have publicly condemned terrorism. And I'm sorry, that is not true, for they are not scholars at all. They're just deceiving President Bush and our political leaders and our media and so on with the rest of all the Westerners who live here in the United States of America and abroad. Now, the condemnation which these Muslim jihadi dressed in suits and ties have given from the teaching of the Quran is Quran chapter 5 and verse 32. And I wonder, is President Bush has ever read the verse which he's quoting to the American people? I mean, Muslims do not quote any verses from the Quran to support their ideology that Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion, or that they are here to condemn terrorism. So I am amazed. Muslims do not quote the Quran, but Mr. Bush is quoting the Quran for us. And I want you to listen carefully to the words which our president, George W. Bush, had given to us. He said, the Quran, chapter 5 and verse 32, states that killing an innocent human being is like killing all of humanity, and saving the life of one person is like saving all of humanity. I want you to hear it again. Mr. Bush told us that the Muslim scholars, those who surrounded him, have told him, and he's telling all of us, that the Quran condemned terrorism. And the only verse they are quoting to us to support their ideology or their lies is Quran chapter 5 verse 32. And President Bush told us that that verse teaches that killing an innocent human being is like killing all of humanity. Now, the Quran did not say that at all, as we're going to see in a few minutes. And the Quran does not talk about innocent, but the Muslim believers, as we covered previously in our study. For all infidels are not innocent. All Christians are infidels, and all Christians must be killed. All Jews are infidels, and all Jews must be killed. All atheists and other people groups who live in America, those who do not believe in Islam, are infidels. Therefore, they are guilty and not innocent, and they must be put to death. Then Mr. Bush said, and saving the life of one person is like saving all of humanity. And the Quran also did not say that at all in Quran chapter 5 verse 32. And here is a very important fact. Mr. Bush purposely did not quote this verse from the Quran word for word, but Mr. Bush actually paraphrased this verse for us. Why he did that? I'll tell you why. Listen to the actual verse of the Quran as it is written in Allah's word. Allah said, Quran 5:32, for this reason we inscribed for the children of Israel. Here is the most important piece of the verse. President George W. Bush, or those Muslims whom he calls scholars, whom he met with in the White House, these are the jihadis who are dressed in suits and ties, they did not tell Mr. Bush somehow that this verse is written in the Quran concerning the Jews, the children of Israel. We Muslims do not believe in that because that is the law of Allah to the Jews, not the law of Allah to the Muslim. So, for this reason, Allah said, we inscribed for the children of Israel, not we inscribe for the Muslims. two different groups, two different beliefs. Listen to what Allah said. He who kills a soul, he did not say an innocent soul. He's talking about just any soul, any person without a soul. That is, the soul did not commit a murder. So it can be a criminal, could be an infidel, could be whatever. Somebody is going to get killed, and that someone did not commit murder. If you do that, or if you vandalize on the earth, so it will be only as though he had killed all the people. Which means what? Allah said to kill a person who did not commit a murder. Or if you vandalize in the earth, it is like killing all the people. And the rest of the verse, and that he who gives it alive, that is the soul which did not commit murder, it will be, as Allah said, as though he had given life to all the people.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
So what do we have here? We have a verse written in Quran, chapter 5, verse 32, and the verse is speaking about Allah giving a command to the Jews, to the children of Israel, and in that command, Allah said to the Jews, do not kill a soul who did not commit murder, and Allah also said to the Jews, do not vandalize on the earth. Why? Because if you do so, it will be like killing a bunch of people. And if you save this life of a person who did not commit a murder, it will be like saving the life of a bunch of people. That is what the verse said. But the most important part of that verse is that that verse was written for the Jews, not for the Muslims at all. Now let's go back to the Bible and open all the commands which are written in the Bible concerning the Jews. That is beginning from Genesis until we get to the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This verse does not exist anywhere in the Bible. Which means what? Which means Muhammad invented a verse. He added to his verses of the Quran, the poetry of the Quran, as he always does all over the Quran. And in that verse, he claimed that God, the God of Israel, said that the Jews have a law, and the law said, don't kill a person who did not commit murder, or do not vandalize on the earth. Because if you do so, it will be like killing a bunch of people. And if you save the life of a person who did not commit murder, it will be like saving the life of all people. So here is the conclusion, Mr. Bush, and this should be a good advice for the following presidents who will ever quote any speech in the future. You need to investigate whatever you're teaching the American people, especially if it comes from the Quran. Because here we see President Bush lied to the American people, and he did this as a favor for the Muslims. Muslims know for sure there is not one verse in the Quran to condemn terrorism. There's not one statement of Muhammad in the Hadith to condemn terrorism. That's why they picked up this one verse, cut half of it out, which is the declaration that that is what Allah said to the Jews, to the children of Israel, and Bush fall into this trap, and he repeated this lie to the American people. And now the whole world, no kidding, the whole world is using George W. Bush words to prove that Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. Just a few months ago, on Fox News Channel, a Episcopalian minister lady, she told Kelly that jihad have different meanings. And she said, and I was waiting for her to say, as Allah stated in the Quran. She didn't do that. She said, as George W. Bush said. I'm sorry. I did not know that George W. Bush is a new prophet or a new apostle from Allah to help Muhammad and the Muslims. George W. Bush have no authority about Islam. He knows nothing about the Quran. And to prove my point to you, when President Bush quoted Quran 5:32, he misquoted it by eliminating the first portion of the verse where from it we know that this verse was written for the children of Israel, not for the Muslims. And when you hear Mr. Bush quoting this verse the way he did, you will come to the misconclusion, which is that is exactly what Muslims believe. But no, this verse does not talk about Muslims or Islam. It is simply a statement written about the Jews by Allah, which, as we find out, does not even exist in the Bible. And since the 19 hijackers killed 3,000 American, many of them obviously are innocent, especially the little ones, now we know that the 19 hijackers are not real Muslims. No, Mr. Bush, you are dead wrong. You lied to the American people because you have not investigated even your own speech by simply taking whatever the Muslims or the writer of your speech gave to you, and sadly, you have not told the American people the truth. Now, what I was wishing for Mr. Bush to do is to open the Quran and read at least the following verse, that is Quran chapter 5 verse 33. Instead of we talk about Quran chapter 5 verse 32, which Muhammad claimed it was written for the children of Israel, how about Quran chapter 5 and verse 33? Because in Quran 5:33, we read the true command of Allah to all Muslim believers. And believe it or not, my dear brothers and sisters, I talked about this verse since Bush went to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. For I said, the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan is waste of blood and money, because there will never be democracy in Iraq, there will never be freedom in Afghanistan, because Islam is the religion of these two countries. And wherever you find Islam, there will never be democracy, and there will never be peace, and there will never be freedom. Now, here is what Allah said in Quran chapter 5 and verse 33. Surely the reward of those who war against Allah and His Messenger and go about to vandalize on the earth is only that they will be killed or crucified or have their hands and legs cut off on opposite side, or they will be banished from the earth. This is their disgrace in this world, and in the hereafter they will have a great torment. Did you hear what Allah said to the Muslim believers? See, Muslims do not believe in Quran chapter 5 verse 32 to be a command given to them, but that is what Allah said to the children of Israel. But Muslims believe in Quran chapter 5 and verse 33. And because of that verse, I said that the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq is waste of blood and money, because we are engaging in war against Allah and Muhammad. Because these jihadi whom we are engaging in war with are the true Muslim believers. And when you kill a true Muslim believer, it is literally you're engaging in war with Allah, because no one can fight Allah, but you can fight Allah by killing His believers. You cannot kill Muhammad, but you can kill his followers. And that's why Allah said, the reward for those who engage in war against Allah and His Messenger or vandalize on the earth is the following. Number one, to be killed. Number two, to be crucified. Number three, their hands and their legs to be cut off on opposite side, or to be banished from the earth. And that's exactly what Muslims will continue to do in America and in Europe until Christ comes back. Muslims believe in Quran 5:33, and they will die to practice the teachings of Allah in Quran chapter 5 and verse 33. So we went to war in Iraq, and we are at war in Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Yemen, Nigeria, and the rest of the Muslim country is going to be joining as we continue in the next few years. The number of the Muslim countries will continue to grow until we have war literally all over the earth. 57 Muslim countries and the Muslim who live in Europe and the Muslim who live in Australia and Canada and America. It will be worldwide war. And in that war, Muslims are commanded by Allah to revenge. Why? Because we already killed some of their ancestors. We already killed some of their fathers and brothers. They are required by Allah to revenge by killing from us and do exactly what Allah stated in Quran 5:33. They will be killing Americans and our allies. They will be crucifying American and our allies. They will cut hands and legs of opposite side of American and our allies. And they will banish us and our allies from the face of the earth. And that is the reality of the final war on earth before Christ come back. Now, I shared with you that all Christians are infidels. I shared with you that all Jews are infidels. I shared with you all those who do not belong to the cult of Islam must be put to death. You may think that I'm exaggerating about what I'm teaching here. But guess what? In our next program, we will be listening once again to another speech of President George W. Bush in his first State of the Union address just after September 11. And I could not believe it that instead of he telling the American people in such important speech the truth about Islam and the truth about what Muslims are about to accomplish in the world, no, he praised the Muslims. He praised Allah. He praised the Quran. And when I heard that speech, I could not believe my ears that these words can be uttered from the mouth of the President of the United States of America. So, to continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again in the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.